Please join me in Gassho. Gassho, onegaishimasu. Amida Buddha vowed, "If, when I attain Buddhahood, the humans and devas of my land should not possess divine eyes and thus be unable to see at least 100,000 kotis of Nayutas of Buddha lands, may I not attain the perfect enlightenment. Watashi ga hotoke ni naru toki, watashi no kuni no tennin ya hito ya hitobito ga tengenzu wo ezu, kazu kagire nai hotoke gata no kunigunio wo mitousu koto ga dekinai yo nara, watashi wa keshite satori wo hirakimasen to, Amida Nyorai wa kouyu fu ni chikai mashita." Thank you for joining us this month for our Shōtsuki Hōyō service, remembering those loved ones who crossed over to the other shore in this month of August. 皆さん、本日8月の Shōtsuki Hōyō、8月にお浄土に帰られた方々を偲ぶ法要のご参拝をどうもありがとうございます。This time of year, we are deep in our Buddhist practice of remembering loved ones. As we enter this Obon season, here at the San Mateo Buddhist Temple, we'll be observing our Obon and Hatsubon service next week. Other Bay Area temples are already beginning their Obon activities and doing Obon dance, Obon odori. And so we're deep in this season of Obon. So I wanted to take a little time this morning to reflect upon, why is it that at this time of year, in August, we reflect upon our loved ones? How do we understand our relationship to them? And particularly for those of us who remember loved ones who crossed over to the other shore this month as well, how this is a time year by year that we deepen our appreciation both of the Buddha Dharma and of these loved ones who passed over to the other shore. まあ、この時期はお盆の時期ですね。お盆の時はもういつも戦没者を忍びながらお盆踊りをしたり初盆法要とかを行いますけど、まあ、皆様は特にこの8月に忍ぶ方々はこの深く、ね、戦没者を忍ぶご縁となりますのでその意味を本日をちょっとご一緒に仏様の御教えに尋ねたいと。So this passage that I read at the start of my talk refers to a special power that is received by those who attain awakening. This is the power of, we call them the divine eyes. This is the power to see through, to see beyond the realms of birth and death. This is something that we think about and reflect upon, particularly during this Obon season, when we remember the Buddha's disciple Mahamudgalyayana, who was particularly renowned for having these special kind of superhuman powers of an enlightened disciple of the Buddha in particularly profound levels for Shakyamuni, Mahamudgalyayana, the Buddha's disciple, Mahamudgalyayana. そして、まあ、このお盆の時期に、この摩肩蓮尊者、釈迦牟尼仏の仏弟子で、このちょっと超人力を持てた悟りを開く者はみんなこういう超人力を持つということですが、木蓮尊者、釈迦様の仏弟子は特にこれが強かったと言われているんですね。And so at this time of Obon, we remember the story of Mahamudgalyayana. Mahamudgalyayana who felt deep love for his mother, just as we remember loved ones for whom we feel deep love and affection for. And in a way, as a way of kind of navigating that feeling of deep affection for her, following her passing from the world, he entered into a Buddhist meditation, a deep, profound meditative state. Just as we remember our loved ones, we gather for this service and we turn our ears also to the wisdom and compassion of the Buddha. In the same way, Mahamudgalyayana entered into this profound meditative state. Watashi tachi to onaji yoni, mukuren sonja ga, okasan ga, totemo ko ma gon fukaku kanjite tan desu kara, sono okasan ga koyu nakunattara, ne, fukaku sono gon o motte, soshite dou shiyou to omotte tara, kono meisou ni haite ta mitai desu ne. And as he entered into his meditative state, he used this profound power of vision to search throughout the six realms to try to locate his mother. Where is she in the midst of these realms of death and rebirth, these six realms that we pass through, humans, hungry ghosts, the hell realms, animals, the realm of the fighting titans, the realm of the devas, these six realms. And so he searched these realms. Where is my mother? And he found her. He found her in the realm of the hungry ghosts, a realm of great suffering and difficulty. Mokuren Sonja ga subete no ne kono sekai o sagashitara okasan wa doko ni aru ka to iu to kono gakido, ichiban kurushii sekai ni ochitan desu ne. And so as he searched, he found her in this realm of the hungry ghosts. The hungry ghosts are often depicted with these tiny little necks and these big pot bellies, depicting their tremendous hunger and yet this neck through which nothing can pass. Their mouths are often drawn as having flames shooting out, because it's said that if a hungry ghost receives some food or some water, the instant that it touches their mouth, it bursts into flame, right? So it's this realm of tremendous difficulty, this realm of great suffering. And so naturally, seeing his mother in this realm, Mahamudgalyayana was inspired to wish to help her. And unsure of what to do himself, he goes to the Buddha and seeks guidance. そして、Mokuren Sonja が、お母さんがこの苦しい世界に落ちてるから、どうしようと思って、自分がどういうふうにお母さんを救うことができるかわからないので、釈迦様の方に尋ねていきますね。And so he goes to Shakyamuni Buddha, the Buddha himself, and asks him, O world honored one, what can I do? How can I repay this feeling of deep gratitude that I feel towards my mother? What can I do for her? そして、釈迦様に、こういうふうに尋ねます。私は、この苦しんでるお母さんはどういうふうに救えばいいんですか？お母さんはいつもね、私に優しく世話になってたけど、今苦しんでるからどうしてもなんかしたいと思って、どうすればいいかと聞くんですね。It said that Shakyamuni Buddha then advised him,Well, there's nothing that you can do for her as she has passed from this world. But what you can do is to practice kindness for those who are with you, those in this world with you right now, people who you see every day. Practice kindness for them, and I think you will find that this is a meaningful way to express your gratitude for your mother. So Mahamudgalyayana, thinking about his life and the people he's with,He chooses to make a gift to his fellow Buddhist disciples, his fellow monks, on the occasion of the conclusion of their rainy season retreat. On the 15th day of the 7th month, he prepares for them new robes, new cooking utensils, all of these things he acquires through donation and then shares with his fellow monks. そして、釈迦様がこういうふうに教えますね。この世界を出た方々、ね、この亡くなった方々にもうこの世界にいないから直接に何もできないんですけどその恩返しをしようと思ってたらねその周りの人いつも会ってる人々に何かしてあげればそれこそがこのお母さんへのご恩を表すご恩奉仕を表すことができますねご恩の報いがそれでできるでしょうとたんですね、そして木蓮尊者がじゃあもう終わりにいる人といったら他の仏弟子僧侶たちに、ね、新しいこの衣と、食器を集めてでちょうどこの 衣がボロボロになって食器も壊れた、あのずっと修行した期間が終わったら7月の15日にお布施をするんですね。 And so then Mahamud Galyayana, reflecting upon this act of generosity, he looks again, searches again throughout the six realms and finds that his mother has been liberated.
そして木蓮尊者がすべての六道を探して、そしてお母さんがそれからガキ道から解放されたと言ってたんですね。
And so we're told that in that moment, the usually dignified and somewhat stern, impassive Mahamud Galyayana is so overwhelmed with joy that he rises up from his seat of meditation and begins to dance with joy. The other monks, seeing this, are so surprised and moved that they join into the dance. And this is the origin of our practice of bon dancing.
そしてこの木蓮尊者がこういうあんまりにもねこのお布施をしたら、そしてその六道を探してお母さんが解放されたんですね。でその解放されたことに見てあんまりにも喜んでて踊り出すというんですね。そしていつも木蓮尊者が非常に真面目なね、ちょっと怖いほど真面目な僧侶だったんですけど、他の仏弟子がこの喜びで踊ってる姿を見て、彼らもね、感動して踊り出すんですね。これはお盆踊りの由来と言われていますね。
And so today I want to talk about these special eyes that Mahamud Galyayana had.
今日はこの天眼という、ね、この特別な目をについてちょっとお考えしたいと思いますね。
So there are said to be six special powers that enlightened disciples of the Buddha receive.
まあ、6つのね、6つのこの特別な能力が悟りを開いたものが身につくと言われているんですね。
So when one becomes enlightened, one is said to receive divine feet, the ability to go anywhere in an instant that one wishes.
そしてまずは天足というんですね。天足、迅速。迅速は、迅速は、この行きたいところは思い通りにすぐに行けるという神通力ですね。
And then the divine eyes, as I mentioned earlier, the ability to see through all the worlds of existence beyond the bounds of birth and death.
そして天眼、天眼、そのこういうすべての世界を乗り越える特別な目、ね、生死の境を通してみる。ね、
And then there's the divine ears, the ability to hear all voices and the sounds of all beings.
そして全ての声が聞こえる天に、天にその特別な耳が。何でも全ての声、全ての生きているものの声が聞こえる耳ですね。
And then the wisdom in to see into the minds of others.
そして人の心の様子を見える、わかる。分かる。相手の心はすぐ分かるような能力があるんですね。
And then, knowledge of past lives.
自分の過去のすべてのこと。この命だけじゃなくて、その前世と前前世と全部見分かることですね。
So to see back into all previous lives. And finally, the complete extinction of all greed, anger, and ignorance.
そしてすべてのこうむさぼりと怒りと愚かさが消えていくという能力がつくんですね。
So these are marvelous powers, right? They sound kind of like superpowers, don't they? Do any of you like to watch superhero movies like The Avengers or Black Panther, the old classics like Superman and Batman, right? These days those movies are really popular, right? The superhero movies.And I think they're popular because they give us this feeling of power and this expanded sense of possibilities. The ability to lift cars up or punch through walls or fly through the air. These are all superpowers. And we think about, what would I do if I had these superpowers?
この神通力ね、超能力は、ね、このスーパーヒーローみたいなね、こういう、まあ、建物をね、飛び、なんか飛び越えたりとか、まあ、 あの空中に飛んだり、あのこう車を持ち上がったりとか、その超能力を見るとかっこいいと思って、そういう最近このスーパーヒーローの映画が流行ってるんですね。私たちもその能力あれはどうすればいいかと言うんですね。
I had a friend in, this is a bit of an aside, but I had a friend in college whose favorite game was to make people choose between superpowers. Said, if you had the ability to instantly reappear anywhere, or the ability to sneeze spaghetti, as soon as you sneezed, a bowl of spaghetti would appear before you, which would you prefer? Right? And he would make people pick, and then he would ask, why?And if we think about that, we can think about, he would say it was fun to find out what do people wish they could do? What was their aspiration, right? So we think about these superpowers. What do I wish that I could do? These superhuman powers. Even in the Buddha's time, people wished for superpowers. And people would ask the Buddha, what superpowers do you have? And there were teachers in the time of the Buddha who could do all kinds of were said they could levitate off the ground, or you know, they could make things disappear and reappear. They had all of these powers, and they would sort of show them off as a way of convincing people to follow them. And so from time to time, the Buddha was confronted and asking, what are your superpowers?
で、まあ、釈迦様はその時代にこの超能力を持っている方がたくさんいたみたいんですね。こういう、まあ、上からね、浮かんで空中に浮かんできたりものを表したり消したりするとか超能力があったんですけど、釈迦様はあなたの超能力はどこにあるかと聞かれたんですね。
The Buddha said very simply, he said, these things are not important. Yes, there are some things that I can do that perhaps others can't. But the most important thing is to maintain this calm and peaceful heart. This is a true superpower.、
ね、そして釈迦様はこの特別な能力はこれは大事なものじゃないんですね。その穏やかなね、この悟りの心を保つのはこれこそが本当の素晴らしい能力ですね。
So if we think about our own lives, we find that it is truly difficult moment to moment to maintain this peaceful and calm heart.
まあ、この穏やかな心を保つのは本当に難しいことですね。
We find that moment to moment that we find ourselves living in a world of suffering, a state of great difficulty.
Moment to moment, この一瞬間一瞬間にこの苦しんでる世界に私たちが落ちてしまうことがあるんですね。
And so,We find that very difficult for us to realize these special powers, even this power of a calm heart on our own. But the Buddha assures us that through the Nembutsu, through the power of the primal vow, that those who live in the Nembutsu, as those loved ones we remember today lived in the Nembutsu, the moment that they crossed over to the other shore, they realize all of these very special powers.
Most importantly, this power of the calm and peaceful heart. そして、この私たちの先祖者がすべてね、この世界の人生を終えて、お浄土に帰られたときに、速やかに仏様のこういう穏やかな心とすべての神通力を身についたとおっしゃってるんですね。
And so when we think about this story of Mahamudgalyayana,Oftentimes we think this is a story about us looking back at our ancestors and thinking about what sort of world they might be in.
まあこの目連尊者の話を聞きますと、じゃあ私たちがこの先祖者のことをどこにいるかと考えると思われるんですけど。
However, in the case of people of the Nembutsu, we find that it is quite the opposite.
で、お念仏者はこの逆ですね。
That our loved ones,Like Mahamudgalyayana, have realized the state of awakening.
私たちの先祖者が目連尊者のように悟りを開いて。
And that it's they who look upon us and see our lives and have this deep wish for us to be liberated from the suffering that we may be experiencing moment to moment in this life.
そして私たちの先謀者が私たちを見て、お浄土の方から私たちを見て、かわいそうだと思われていることがあるんですね。
And so we're taught that they immediately come and enter into our lives. From the moment they pass, they return into our lives. They pass away in an instant, they realize this enlightened state of the Buddha, and immediately they're back here with us, guiding us. And we find that for those who passed over to the other shore last year, they're still with us. They've been with us moment to moment throughout this year, guiding us with this wish, looking upon our lives and seeing how we live and wishing for us to be free from suffering. And so their wise lessons appear in our minds, showing us how to live. The kindness that they practiced in this world continues to reverberate and guide us, reminding us that they're there with us moment to moment. So these special eyes of the Buddha are the eyes of awakening. It's difficult for us to see this world with them, but as we reflect upon our loved ones, we find that we are being seen with these eyes. And if we can hear the Nembutsu, then our perspective shifts a little and we can begin to open our hearts to hear the suffering of others, to freely act to help others, to go where we need to go to help others, and to see this world just for a glimpse with these eyes of awakening.
そして私たちがこの悟りの目から世界を見るのはとっても難しいですけど、この先謀者を忍びながら、その先謀者が私たちを、その目で私たちを見て、南無阿弥陀仏の念仏を聞いたら、あ、そういうふうに見られていることに気づいて、そう気づいたら、終わりもちょっとそういうふうに見えてくることがあるんですね。これはお念仏の不思議な働きですね。私たちもこの先謀者のお導きによって、このいずれにお浄土に変えられて、その時にすべての人々を救う心が成就するんですね。
So as we reflect upon Mahamudgalyana and his wish to help and save his mother and to save all beings, we realize that we too share that wish. And although we can't fulfill it as we wish, that we are guided through the working of the Buddha to a state when one day that will be completely possible for us. And as we direct our lives in that destination, birth in the Pure Land, and the realization of our own awakening, we find that moment to moment, our way of living, our way of seeing, our way of hearing begins to shift to the heart of the Buddha's awakening. So with these reflections, I encourage you to join us next Sunday also, if you're able to more deeply reflect upon Obon. We will have wonderful Dharma talks from Reverend Kiyonobu Kuwahara in Japanese and Reverend Harry Bridge in English. And let us continue our journey in gratitude. Today we remember those loved ones who crossed over to the other shore in the month of August. Reflect upon the truth that they are with us, guiding us moment to moment each day in these words, Namo Amida Butsu.
そして一瞬一瞬に私たちを導く8月に忍ぶ正月法要の先謀者が私たちの心をいつも働きかけることを念仏で味わえることができるということですね。
So in conclusion, I invite you to join me in 合唱。
では合唱して終わりたいと思います。
南無阿弥陀仏、南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏、南無阿弥陀仏、南無阿弥陀仏、南無阿弥陀仏。